Hey friends, this is Pastor Brian Worth. Thanks for listening to my latest sermon. Get more of my teachings on YouTube at Chapel of Change TV and tune in every Sunday on the radio on 99.5 FM for fresh hope.
Come on, let's give the Lord a hand. Praise. God is good all the time. He is risen. He is risen indeed. We come to celebrate and we come to demonstrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Someone shout amen. We are so excited. We had a 6 a.m. sunrise service this morning, kicked off the celebration. We just came back from our Carson campus. About six or so people rededicated or surrendered their lives to the Lord at our Carson campus. God is doing something special at Chapel of Change. Does anybody believe that? Let's thank God for the testimony of Brother Josh. Amen. Thank you, Brother Josh, for being so vulnerable. Our young adults are holding a young adult Holy Ghost function April 19th. We want all the young adults to be there. So excited about that. Also, too, we're doing a special fundraiser for our women's home. All the proceeds to my autobiography going today is going to go directly to the women's home. So we have books in the back over there after service. We're believing to sell 50 books today. So if you already got one, get another one. Use it as an evangelistic tool. Put it in your purse or your car and use it to give it to somebody. And if you're a little bit nosy and you want to know more details, you could read the book and it will help you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're excited. We're doing our resurrection offering today. And for those that are participating, we're asking everybody to sacrifice today to help our Women's Abide a home. But for those that are doing a pledge, just want to remind you that in the bulletin, there's a flap on the side. You fill it out. You write out your pledge. You rip it off. And at the end of the service, you put it in the offering basket. And together, by the grace of God, this miracle is going to happen. Someone shout amen. So how many, we're going to turn to Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. But before I read that, go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Before I read that, how many were here 3 months ago when I brought to you the vision of purchasing the ranch home about a couple blocks away from here? Anybody was here about 3 months ago? And you remember I came up here and I shared with you that I got a phone call early in the morning. And this individual asked initially if they could rent the church for a funeral of a family member. But in the process of talking to this individual, he said that he wanted to retire, sell his house, and move to another state. And I told him, I said, well, if you ever get serious about selling that ranch home, let us know because it's right by our Paramount location. Anybody remember I told you that story? And then we ended a conversations with him. He invited me into his house. At that time, we were studying on destiny relationships. Anybody remember that? As I walked up to his house, when he invited me, I could hear him playing a sermon on the iPad, and it was actually me preaching. And he walked out of the house, and he said, how are you doing? Good morning. And he says, well, I'm just stepping out here to see if this is a destiny relationship. And you remember, I brought it to you, this idea. But before I brought it to you, the man said, I want to, you know, I'm open to selling it to the church. I want to keep it in the kingdom of God. Remember he said, I want to keep it in the kingdom of God. And I said, well, I'm open. We're open to buying it. If it's the Lord's will, we're open to that. And the Lord began to impress upon our hearts more and more. We kind of sought the Lord. We prayed, we fasted, and We wrestled with God. In the back of the church one day when it was the midweek, I was walking in the back of the church, and we were initially preparing to buy the Kingsman discipleship home. Anybody remember that? And we had our focus on that home because it was right here in the parking lot, and we got men in that home. In fact, let's give it up to the men who did the skit. They're in the home. What a creative idea that skit was. You see the light coming out of the chest. That's how I feel every time I get around the Holy Ghost. And I was wrestling with God because I was wrestling with God. I said, God, how are we going to do this? We haven't even bought the Kingsman home yet. How are we going to do this? And the Lord put it upon my heart. I shared with you guys this already a couple months ago. The Lord put it upon my heart. He said, I want you to double your faith. I said, oh. I want you to double my faith. And when I got born again at 18 years old, the first thing God taught me was faith. First thing that God taught me is begin to feed faith into my heart. And so I know a little bit about faith. That's one of my strong points. But I knew that in order to double your faith in so short amount of time, you need help. You can't just double your faith individually in so short of a time. So that's when I came to the body of Christ and I came before the stage. I said, hey, let's pray together. Remember we did that? And a couple of the brothers came and we prayed in the name of Jesus. I think Pastor Zach prayed or somebody prayed. Anybody remember that? Don't forget about what God is doing. And so we begin to pray. We begin to double our faith. And the video you saw there happened last week, when our bank representative went to the house, walked through the house. And I actually, I had to drink goat milk. We were in the living room, and they had pumped some milk out of one of those goats, and the owner of the house, and I think it was Pastor Irene too, started pressuring me. They didn't say this, but I was feeling like, okay, if you're going to buy this house, you're going to have to drink this milk. They didn't say it, but I was feeling like it. And so I'm like, whoo, man, I'm a very picky eater, too. I don't just eat anything, you know what I mean? My dad been trying to get me to drink goat milk for a long time. And I just, that light went off inside my chest. I said, give it here. I'm going to take one for the team. They handed me that. I think it was Pastor Irene handed me that goat milk in a cup. It was warm. I made sure I prayed over that thing in the name of Jesus. Prayed over that thing. Right there, I knew it was God. Right there, just chugged it down. I'm telling you, I sacrificed for that house. Before we get into the word, and we do have a word for everybody, but I want to let you know that I come today, we've been teaching on open doors. We've been teaching on keys. Anybody remember that? When we went into that series, I don't think we had the ranch house in our mind at that time. But I come here today, this morning, by the grace of God to show you the keys to the ranch home. I come here to show you the keys. We entered into escrow on that house, and in 30 days or less, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm going to sign a paper, and that ranch home is going to belong to Chapel of Change in Jesus' mighty name. Shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Listen, I ain't lying. These are the keys. These are the literal keys. I'm not making this up. Feel that, Victor. These are the keys right here. Didn't we preach on keys? Didn't we preach on open doors? These are keys. Feel these keys, Madonna. Feel these keys. These are the keys. You heard me talk about this. And by the grace of God, the owner said, here, he said, here, take the keys. Show them to the church. Let them know that God is opening up a door in Jesus' name. We haven't even closed escrow. So if you know anything about selling a house, you're not supposed to have the keys. You ain't supposed to have the keys. Touch these keys. I want you to touch a miracle. That's a miracle. I want you to touch it. You touch the miracle right there. That's a miracle. Touch this miracle. I want you to touch this miracle. Ernie, touch this miracle. I want you to touch this miracle. Come on, Ross. Touch that miracle right there. Touch that miracle. Come on, BJ. I like that. Touch this miracle, young Henry. Touch the miracle. We got the keys. We got the keys. Come on. We got the keys. We got the keys. We got the keys. This is what it's like to be in the kingdom of God. This is what it's like to serve the Lord. Serving the Lord shouldn't be boring. Serving the Lord shouldn't be boring. Serving the Lord should be the most exciting thing you do. Should be the most powerful thing you do. We serve a risen Savior. He rose from the dead with all power in his hand. And he brought the keys of hell and the grave. That's what he said in Revelation 1:18. He said, I was the one who was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. Someone say forevermore. He said, in other words, he ain't never going to take a beating again. He ain't never going to take a beating again. The beating that he took on the cross was a one-shot deal. The next time we see Jesus, he's going to ride on a horse with fire in his eyes. And all of the hosts of angels are going to follow him. Next time we see Jesus, he's not coming back as a savior. He's coming back as a conqueror. He said, I rose from the grave and I got the keys. Don't he say that in Revelation 1? He said, I got the keys of hell and the grave. Didn't he say that? Revelation 1:17-18. He got the keys. He turned around and said in the Gospels, I taught you this. He says, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom. Didn't he say that? He said, I'm trusting you with the keys of the kingdom. Christianity's not boring. It's only born when you don't have power. It's only born when you don't move in the Holy Ghost. It's only born when you don't believe and step out in faith. Now, I got to tell you, Chapel Chase, because you clapping right now. I'm going to tell you, the deal is not closed yet. It's closed in the spiritual realm. Let me correct myself. It's closed in the spiritual realm. Well, ain't no turning back now. We got the keys. So whether you give or not, we're going to make this happen. But I'm trusting you're going to give. But I'll tell you right now, we're never going to be beholden to anybody. We're not going to be beholden to anybody. We're not going to beg nobody. We're not going to be beholden to nobody. We're not going to kiss up to anybody. We already got the keys in Jesus' name. Now I trust this will inspire you to sacrifice. I trust this will inspire you to make a pledge today. We got the keys. Okay. I got to tell you something. There's three levels of authority in the kingdom of God. Three levels. This is how you know when you're growing or not, right? Don't you hear that? Everybody hear that? Got the keys. Jesus said, I got the keys of hell, the grave. I'm shaking right now. Because 3 months ago, I wrote down in my journal, I'm going to say it at the 12:30, but I'm going to tell you now. I didn't know if I was going to say it right now, but I wrote down in my journal in January 1st, I said, today, I'm praying for my first miracle of 2024, and I'm praying for this ranch home in Jesus' name. And today, I stand before you by the grace of God with the keys. With the keys. Three levels of authority in the kingdom of God. You need to know this, because my prayer is that Chapel of Change does not just develop believers, but we develop kingdom disciples. That's my prayer. Kingdom disciples that know how to speak things into existence. Kingdom disciples that know how to pull things from the spiritual realm into the physical realm. Kingdom disciples that have the confidence to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Kingdom disciples that do not back down from the challenges of the world, but by the mercy and grace of God, receive more trust from God. Receive more trust from God. That's my prayer. I told you this at the beginning of the year. I ain't playing around.
praying that God develops mighty men and women at Chapel of Change.
Three levels of authority in the kingdom of God. Number one, you know you got a level of authority when God trusts you with things. 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 That's like the first level of authority in the kingdom of God. When God gives you a little money. God gives you a debit card. Maybe God gives you a car. Maybe God gives you a new suit. Maybe God gives you a new dress. When God trusts you with things, and I'm going to tell you, that's easier said than done, because I've seen in the last 12 years, I'm not worried about you serving the Lord when you don't have anything, because I've seen people serve with all their heart when they ain't got nothing. It's when they start getting jobs. They start getting girlfriends and boyfriends. They get a new suit on. They get a little money in their pocket. They get a new car. And all of a sudden, you don't see them for 3 months. And you say, where you been at, my brother? And they say, I'm going through something. Yeah, you're going through a little bit of blessing that you ain't been able to handle. Things. When God begins to trust you with things, that's a level of authority. He gives you that car, not just for yourself. He gives you that car for his glory, his purpose, his agenda. He gives you that money. Yes, be blessed by that money. Yes, eat off the fat of the lamb, right? But he doesn't give you that money just so you could be blessed. He gives you that money so you could use it for the advancement of his kingdom of God. And if he can trust you with that money, believe me, he'll make sure you're full of money. He'll make sure you're full of money. If he could trust you with that money, don't, see, y'all just think about the $50 in your hand when God has like the several thousands in his mind that he's trying to get your hand. And if you blow that $50,000, he ain't going to give you that couple thousand. Why? It's a trust with things. When God begins to give you things, it's an honor. It's a privilege. If you're faithful with the little things, you'll be faithful with much. Are you following along? First level is things. And so you know where you're at. Like you know if you ain't got no things right now, and sometimes we come to the Lord. I didn't have no thing when I came to the Lord. So that's fine. If you ain't got no thing right now, right? Just know you keep faithful to the Lord. You keep serving the Lord. You keep worshiping the Lord. He's gonna give you a little thing, a little thing, a little thing. He's gonna give you some things, and he's gonna step back. He's gonna see if you're faithful with it. If you're not tithing with $5, you're not going to tithe with $5,000. Did you catch that? If you're faithful with little things, you'll be faithful with much. If you're not tithing with $5,000 or $5, you're not going to be tithing with $5,000. I've taught you this. When I first started tithing, I was in prison. I was making 10 cents an hour. I didn't even have enough for the big toothpaste. I had the little toothpaste. Every month, I would bring the little toothpaste to the chapel, and we'll lock it up. We called it a kitty, not a cat. I don't know why they call it, but they called it the kitty. It wasn't a cat. It was a locker where we put the goods of the church in, and I would bring this little toothpaste jar to that. That was my tithe. 10 cents an hour. I made 10 cents. You're looking at somebody who made 10 cents an hour. You're looking at somebody who was what they call in prison. I was a slop man. You know what a slop man is? I worked in the kitchen. I would take the food that everybody would not eat on their trays. They wouldn't finish their trays and all the garbage, the slop. And they had like pigs somewhere that they would feed the leftover food to. So my job was, when you were done, everybody will come and they'll throw their tray at me, and I would have to separate the cartons from the food, because the pigs don't eat the paper plates. And so because they would splatter on you, I used to have to wear a trash bag over me. Oh yeah. So if you ain't got no thing, don't worry about it, as long as you got Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus and no thing than everything and not Jesus. Are you following along? I'd rather have the risen Savior and no thing than everything and not the risen Savior. See, even though I had that trash bag on me, I had the risen Savior inside of me. I had a trash bag. I used to work with a trash bag. I'm not lying. I used to work with a trash bag over me. That was my suit right there. But I stayed faithful to the little things. And God began to promote me. He began to promote me. The second level of authority in the kingdom of God is what we call territories. When God begins to expand your voice beyond your immediate sphere, that's territory. When your voice or your work or your impact goes beyond these four squares in the wall, like if your singing or your doing doesn't go beyond these four squares, then you ain't got no territory. You got to wait on the Lord. You got to wait on the Lord. When God begins to promote you and when God begins to see you faithful with the little things, what he does is he adds more squares to your life. He adds more squares to your life. And now the impact of your life goes beyond these four little squares. And now you're impacting territories. It's the second level. It's territories. Second level is territories. So you think of Chapel of Change. Some of y'all are like, why is Chapel of Change? I've never seen a church like this. Very few of them. I'm confused because there's a Chapel of Change in Paramount. There's a Chapel of Change in Long Beach. There's a Chapel of Change in, I just came back from Carson, Chapel of Change. There's a Chapel of Change. Last night we had a powerful time in Whittier. We had a Chapel of Change in Saturday night. Why is it like that? I didn't realize it. We didn't. My wife and I and Irene and Raymond were here at the beginning of Chapel of Change. We nowhere in our directional meetings did we say, okay, we're going to launch a church in Whittier. We're going to launch a campus in Carson. We're going to launch a. I had to kind of convince my wife about the campus in Carson a little bit, right? But we didn't have that in our mind. We didn't have that in mind. Even Texas, Chapel of Change, Texas. There's a Chapel of Change in Texas. Why am I saying that? Is when God begins to promote you to another level of authority, he begins to put under your trust territories. Territories. That's why Chapel of Change is able to impact different areas. Just recently, if you've been with us a while, you know that God is opening up the doors to other nations now, to Chapel of Change, opening up the door. We just came back from Kenya, Africa, me and Pastor Daniel and Jeremy, and we preached a crusade in Kibara, which is the biggest slum in Africa. What is that? That's a territory right there. We just came back from El Salvador. We went to El Salvador preaching in the jungles out there. What is that? That's a territory right there. We're going to Samoa in about 2 weeks right now. We're going to, about 20 of us are going to go to Samoa, and we're going to preach in front of the governmental building. God is placing Chapel of Change in front of a governmental building. Hello, somebody connect the dots. Why? Because he's given us a voice to speak to territories. Going back to Guatemala in a couple months as well. Territories. When God, he elevates you from things to territories. Here's the highest level. And I'm going to close with this. Here's the highest level. Not only does he give you things and you stay faithful in the little things, he'll give you much things. But then he'll elevate you to territories. And if you don't have if you're an individual and you have a gift, or you feel called to something and you don't have territories right now, stay faithful. Let God build you up. Let God build your capacity. But here's another thing. Stay connected to something that does have territories, because the anointing is transferable. So if you don't have territories within yourself, then stay connected to something that does have territories. Why? Because the anointing is transferable. It's transferable. Hitch your cart to something that is bigger than you. Amen? So many of us individually may not have territories, but I'm telling you right now, collectively as Chapel of Change, we got territories in Jesus' mighty name. Someone shout amen. Here's the last authority. You know God trusts you when he trust you with his agendas. God's agendas. Follow along with me. Things, puts money in your pocket. He gives you a car, maybe gives you a suit, maybe gives you a job. I'm trusting you with that. And then he elevates you to territories. I want you to impact territories. When you stay faithful, to that area, then he says,
I want to do something in this particular region. I want to get it done in the next 5 to 10 years. I have a plan for this particular region to transform it, to impact it. And I've been looking at you serve me. I've been looking at you sacrifice for me. I've been looking at you committed to me. This is God speaking. And I want to entrust you with my agenda for this area. Are you following along? So what does God do with Apostle Paul? You know what God does with Apostle Paul? He says, I'm giving you the ministry to the Gentiles. He gave the ministry, his agenda for the Gentiles. That was the assignment of Apostle Paul. That's why Paul wrote all them books. It was to the Gentile churches. He said, I'm giving the ministry to the Jews. Guess who gave the ministry of the Jews to? To Peter. He gave them part of his agenda. He says, I got an agenda on how to reach the Jewish people. And Peter, I'm going to trust you with this agenda. He says, I have an agenda, reach the Gentile people. And Paul, I'm seeing you pray. I'm seeing you fast. I'm seeing you sacrifice. So I'm going to trust you with my agenda. Is anybody following along? Three areas of authority, you know, when you're elevating in the spiritual realm is when God begins to trust you with things, and then God trusts you with territory, and then when God trusts you with his agenda to impact a particular region or do a particular assignment for a generation. King David served God, the purposes of God, in his generation.
Now, why am I saying that? Chapel of Change, sometimes, in his sovereignty and in his grace, he'll give you all three in one. Sometimes, in his sovereignty and his grace, he'll give you all three in one. He'll give you the thing, ranch. Who's thinking about a ranch? I told somebody the other day, I think it was BJ, what are we doing? We're not in Wyoming. Who's thinking about a ranch? Only the mind of God. Sometimes he gives you all three at once. He'll give you the thing, which is the house. He'll give you the territory, which is the half acre of land. Let me tell you something. When God gives you a piece of land on this earth, listen, the earth is the Lord's and the glories thereof. And ever since Adam fell, the enemy has been trying to take over the earth, literally take over the earth. And so when God trusts you with a piece of land, whether you're a homeowner or whether you're a church that buys land, let me tell you, that is special in God's eyes. That is a piece of God's earth. Sometimes he gives you three in one. He gives you the thing. He gives you the territory. And then he gives you the agenda. I want to transform men that have been deeply broken into kingsmen. So I'm going to give you a house. Some of y'all don't know this, but I say this to the glory of God. That kingsman house, we haven't paid rent on that in over a year. No, you can't get it. You can't get that one. Y'all didn't catch that one. We haven't paid rent. Not because we're not paying it. It's because the owners are part of the church, and they love the Lord Jesus Christ. And they said, you could use it for 1 year. We'll absorb the price. We'll absorb the cost. And for 1 year, we didn't pay anything other than the accessories of fixing it or, you know, breaking a pipe or whatever it may be. Come on, somebody. The home, the women's home, God is saying, listen, God is saying, so many broken women in our generation. So many women that I want to anoint, God is saying. That I see more Deborahs. I see more Mary Magdalenes. I see more even the mother of Jesus. I see more Marys. I see more Rahabs. And like, We got to do our part to raise up those type of women of God, those anointed women of God. We got to do our part. Now we got a men's home and a women's home. We ain't going to stop there. We're going to get more territory for the kingdom of God. We're going to plant more churches for the kingdom of God. We're going to take Los Angeles. We're going to take California. We're going to take the nation in Jesus' name. Someone shout Jesus. Someone shout Jesus. Sometimes he gives you all three in one. I don't know why. It's in his grace and mercy. But he's doing it for us. He's doing it for us. And we're going to give God praise. We're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to end with the verse I started off. Revelations 1, 17 and 18. Jesus said, I am he that was dead, but now I'm alive forever and ever, and hold the keys of death and the grave. If you want to move beyond mediocrity, if you want to move beyond getting beat up by the spiritual realm, if you want to move beyond just not having the Holy Spirit, if you're not saved and you want to move beyond just being a victim of this world, the first step we must do is we must surrender our heart to the living Savior. We must surrender our heart to Jesus. We must give it all. And I'm here to tell you, listen, he is raising up an army in this generation, an army of believed disciples that will surrender everything to him, that will say, here I am, God, use me. God is looking. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He's looking, and I don't know if you're going to respond to him or not, but I got to give you the call. As the worship team comes back up, I want you to think about, maybe you're disconnected from God. You heard the testimony of Brother Josh. Maybe you're far from God. You heard the miracle of what God is doing in Chapel of Change. Listen, God is doing something special here, and the Lord wants you to be a part of it. I can guarantee you, by the authority of God's word, if you submit yourself to the ministry of God's word, the ministry of the Spirit, and the teaching of God's word, God will evolve you and develop you into a more anointed, more powerful, healed individual. But it starts with surrendering your life to the Lord. Let's bow our heads, everybody. Everybody. I feel the presence of the Lord. I'm going to call up Pastor Raymond. With every head bowed and every eye closed. You did not come here by accident. You came here by the hand of God. In a couple moments, I'm going to give a call. And it's the same call that the apostles and pastors have been crying out from generation to generation. It's going to say, the call is repent from your sins and believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Maybe you're far from God. Maybe you backslid and you need to recommit your life to the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Think about if that's you. Hallelujah, Lord. If you're here today and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord or surrender your life to the Lord for the very first time, we want to lead you in a simple prayer. We want to ask you, just we'll pray with you right where you're at. Just respond to the Lord by standing up right where you're at. If there's anybody who needs to rededicate your life to the Lord, I see you in the name of Jesus. We'll wait a couple moments. I see you in the back. Hallelujah, Lord. We see you. We'll wait a couple moments. God is gathering an army of disciples, kingdom disciples. People who demonstrate their faith upwardly to God, inwardly to one another, and outwardly to the world. Stand to your feet if you need to surrender to the Lord, if you want to make a decision to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm going to ask Pastor Raymond to lead them in a prayer of surrender and then pray over them. Just pray over them, God's strength and blessing over their life. Let's bow our heads, everybody.
Yes, Father, we just want to recognize what you are doing right here at this moment, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. So with that, if you have stood up, repeat after me. Father God, I'm sorry. I have sinned against you. Come into my life, God. I receive what you did on that cross, dying for my sins. And I thank you. I need you. Lord, be my Lord and my Savior. I receive your gift of salvation in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Let us pray, let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you came and died so that we can live, Father God. And right now, Lord, for those who dedicated their life to you, Lord, your word says that there is a rejoicing in heaven, Lord. I'm picturing a stadium of people just standing up, angelic beings, angels, rejoicing at each individual for accepting the gift of salvation, God. And God, I thank you, Lord God, now that we're able to witness this, Lord. So, Lord, as a church, Father God, we commit, Lord God, to come alongside the new believers, Lord, to partner with them, Lord. Lord, use us, Lord, to be an encouragement over them. Use us to be to show the love of Christ to them, God. And I thank you, Lord, that your word does not come back void, Lord God. And I know, God, you have started this work today, Lord, and you are faithful to see it through. And with that, Lord God, we are going to be confident, Lord. With that, we're going to be walking in new levels of boldness, God, for you, for your honor, for your glory, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Let's give it up for the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to transition to the tithes and offerings portion of the service where we get to respond to the Word of God and what God is doing on this Resurrection Sunday through our worship of tithing. I have a scripture that I really seem that it's fitting for today, and it's out of John 3:16. It says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes will not perish, but have eternal life." As we prepare to give, if you notice that God gave in this scripture, but he did not only just give a minimal gift, but he gave what was near and dear to his heart. See, when God gives, he gives the best. When God gives, he has you and I in mind that he's going to give us this gift because he loves us, because he cares for us, and he wants to spend eternity with us. So here at Chapel of Change, we have many ways to give. We have many ways to give. We could give online, text, mail, or in person, as we're about to do in a moment. Also, if you want to give by debit card, there's somebody in the back table that will facilitate that for you through a debit card using a debit machine. And we have Scan to Give, where you could use your phone and give in that manner as well. As the ushers come forward, I have some announcements. I just want to go over some of the things that were already spoken. Today we have an opportunity to go above and beyond our tithes and offerings and give a sacrificial resurrection offering gift, which will be going to the Women's Discipleship Abide Home. So if you guys want to give that way, we're also, there's options to pledge. You don't have to give right now, but you could pledge an amount that you could fulfill throughout the year as well. Somebody say next Sunday. There are baptisms next Sunday here at Chapel of Change Paramount. So if you want to sign up for baptisms, there's a table in the back. See Pastor Vaughn in the back, and he would gladly facilitate that for you as well. We also are starting our new Armor of God series this Thursday. This Thursday, I believe we're starting our new Armor of God series. We're come out, or is that April 10th? April 10th, we're going to be starting our Armor of God series. So come out. You know, Pastor Brian mentioned a word, catapult. So one of the ways that we're able to catapult for the rest of the year is to do above and beyond what we're doing. Use these opportunities to go deeper in your understanding, deeper in the love that you have for God as we fellowship and we learn together, praise together, and experience God together. Also, we have a Holy Ghost function presented by our young adults, Holy Ghost function that's coming up, and that will be April 19th. Come out, be a part of that, and experience the Lord in new ways. Also, we have our Kingsmen. Is there any Kingsmen in the house? Kingsmen Conference will be May 11th. Come out, be a part of that. Pray for that event. We want to just gather all the men together. God's doing an amazing thing with the men as well here at Chapel of Change. Also, Pastor Brian donated, I believe, a whole stack of books towards the Women's Abide Discipleship Home. So they're for $20 in the back. If you want to give that way, it's a fundraiser, and all the proceeds are going towards the women's home as we're preparing to pay for those closing costs as well. Let us pray, and I'll release the ushers. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you set a powerful example of giving your son to die for us, God. So, God, I pray, Lord, that we are able to give. And when we do give, God, it is pleasing. It brings you honor, and it puts a smile on your face, and it warms your heart, God, knowing that we are doing this in thankfulness and in gratitude to you, Father God. We thank you for the ability to give, Lord. May you just continue to love us and lead us in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Ushers, you are released.